a Sunday morning playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
Welcome back to the playground. Jeff Childs in the air chair. Jay-Z in studio with us alongside Tony O, Matt Missler on the other side of the glass. Hope you're having a good morning. Michigan wins 20-10. It's now time for our playground media guest. And this week we talked to Anthony Broom. He's a lead writer for MazeandBrew.com, part of SB Nation. Anthony, welcome inside the playground.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, good, good. How are you?
It's a little chilly for my taste, but we're getting through it. It's that time of year.
Yeah. The snow fell in the fourth quarter. Very, very chilly ending to that game. Very toasty for us up in the press box, Anthony, but very, very cold outside if you're inside the bowl in Michigan Stadium watching this game. And, Anthony, Michigan struggled offensively in the first half. I think there's no other way to put it. Down 7-3. They trailed at halftime for the first time all season. John O'Korn getting his first start for Michigan, and he did not have himself a very good day. What did you see about O'Korn, and was there anything that you saw portending towards the future that could be good as far as O'Korn being the quarterback for Michigan?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that jumped out to me about maybe the fall-off between Spate and John O'Korn was that, you know, what we've seen out of Wilton Spate is that he's got pretty good pocket presence. He can feel the pressure coming. He doesn't get too riled up, too rattled when things break down. Whereas John O'Korn, it seems like it seems like he had problems feeling out the pass rush. His footwork was a little bit sloppy, and, you know, he missed some pretty easy throws. The one that sticks out to me was, I think, one of the first ones of the game where, he had a wide open Amara Darbo for a first down and just kind of threw it towards his feet a little bit. And, you know, it's not overly impressive. I don't really buy that the quarterback battle was ever as close as it was made out to be. I feel like Wilton Spate had a pretty solid grasp on things coming out of spring football. I mean, obviously we've seen how that's played out. So certainly a concern there. I didn't think that the offensive line had a very good day. That didn't help at all. You know, if he's the guy at Ohio State, I certainly think there's a lot of things in play there for people to be concerned.
We're talking to Anthony Broom this morning on the playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, WTK.com. Anthony is a lead writer for Maize and Brew. You can read all his work at Maize and Brew, MazeandBrew.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Anthony Broom. And Anthony, looking at Davion Smith yesterday, and I sort of thought this before the game, that on senior day, a senior would need to step up for Michigan. A lot of people thought it might have been Jake Butt, but he finished with zero catches on the day. But Davion Smith, after the first half was very, very sluggish for Michigan, began to pick things up in the third and fourth quarter. And I thought his vision and his patience, things that he sort of maligned about, were things that were assets for him in this game. What did you see from Davion that allowed him to sort of pick up his game in the second half?
Yeah, I think you just kind of alluded to it there. The vision, the patience was, there were a few runs I thought in the first half where, you know, if he had cut something back inside or bounced something to the outside, he may have had, you know, a couple more yards and, you know, maybe some more breathing room to make some big plays. Didn't really see that in the first half, but something clicked in the third quarter of that game to where he was patient, he was seeing the field better, and I think, you know, he gets a lot of, I don't want to say disrespect, but he's not the flashiest back that Michigan has, and everyone wants to see, you know, more of Chris Evans, more of Caron Higdon, more of Ty Isaac. I do think that Devion Smith is their best running back. He's their most complete running back. He's a guy that, he's a battering ram. You know, you run him up the middle all throughout the game. The defense eventually wears down, and you break open for some big runs like we saw late in the game against Indiana. So that's a guy who's, you're going to need more of that next week. You're going to need your battering ram. And you need some help from the other running backs as well. But Devion Smith, I mean, like you said, with the way things started yesterday, needing a senior to make a big play, needing anyone to make a big play, and you know, he made two of the biggest plays of the game, and it's what ultimately got Michigan a W.
Yeah, that he did. He finished with 158 yards and two touchdowns. And you're right, Anthony, he's not the flashiest running back. He is a battering ram, but For all the things that Michigan fans might criticize him on, he put his strength and his power on full effect. That first 34-yard touchdown run where he gets to the edge on the left side, manages to touch the pylon while he's in midair, that's some athleticism from Davion. And also, he absolutely blasted an Indiana tackler who tried to meet him in the hole on that play. So we did see that out of Davion. He did have himself a very, very good senior day. On the other side, the Michigan receivers, and while there is a caveat that John O'Korn at his first collegiate start. J.U. Chesson, only two catches. Grant Perry had two as well. Jake Butt, as I alluded to, had zero. But O'Korn has to put the ball at least in the vicinity for the receivers to make a catch. But I also thought there were a couple of plays where the ball was there. It was fairly on target. They didn't really come back and haul the ball in and help out their quarterback. What did you see out of the receivers? And do you think the synergy and the timing and routes will be better next week in Columbus if it is O'Korn?
Well, it better be, or else they're in trouble. You know, I think that those guys, and a lot of what I saw with John O'Korn and how he struggled for really most of that game on Saturday was, you know, his wide receivers weren't getting open. I mean, some of those sacks on him were coverage sacks. You know, you have, I think, Amara Darbo and J.U. Chesson are both guys that are going to play in the NFL, and they're going to be pretty good players in the NFL. And you have to see more of that. You have to be able to kind of impose your will and find ways to get open. Jake Butt is another guy like that. So if it's going to be John O'Korn, it is what it is. It's pretty clear there's a drop-off there, but he's going to need some help. I don't think he got a whole lot of help on Saturday. Everyone will point to the quarterback for how things went, and that's just how football is. You know, when your offense struggles, it's the quarterback. When your team struggles, oftentimes people point to the coach, but John O'Korn's going to need help. And if Willem Spate is out there, he's going to need help. So I think that we've seen these wide receivers, the tight ends, kind of get a couple of bad games, hopefully out of their system, and hopefully they bring a lot better effort on Saturday in Columbus.
Exactly right. All hands on deck needed for the Maize and Blue next Saturday in the Horseshoe. We've been talking to Anthony Broom, lead writer for Maize and Brew. You can read his work, maizeandbrew.com. You can also follow him at Anthony Broom. That's B-R-O-O-M-E. Also a NFL staff writer for 247 Sports. Anthony, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. That was Anthony Broom, Maize and Brew lead writer, also a staff writer for 247 Sports. And that's going to wrap up this edition of the Playground on this Sunday morning. For Matt Missler on the other side of the glass,
boo.
For Jay-Z, for Tony O,
yay.
For Jeff Childs,
the best.
All right, for all of us here at the Playground at WTK, Michigan wins, colossal game with Ohio State next week. We'll be back next Sunday to break it all down. You've been listening to the Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.